Tell you one thing, though, about a goat. No way you can get around fighting him. He'll snort at you if that don't get you to fight. He'll paw at you. He'll blow at you, shake his head at you. You just gotta fight him. Doesn't ever give up. Tell you another thing about a goat. He'll run against a mountain. He thinks that mountain's supposed to move when he runs against it. Oh, yes, he will. He'll back off and snort five or six times, and he'll hit that mountain with everything he got. Ooh. Now, a mountain doesn't move for a goat in a natural. But for a heavenly goat, it moves. He doesn't ever give up. Natural. He hit that mount one time and it'll knock him to his knees, he'll recuperate and he'll get up and hit it again. And he'll stay right there at that mountain until he dies. Hitting at it. Oh yes. And he'll attack an elephant. A goat is just absolutely blind to fear. That's what the love of God does to you, blind you to fear. Perfect love casteth out fear. And a goat does not lay up in the fold waiting for someone to come fight him. He goes out prowling around to see if he can pick a fight. Oh, yes. That's the reason why one of the prophets spoke. Listen to it, Pelham, real good. One of the prophets spoke of the day you and I live in, that the goat shall occupy the waste places. Doesn't take much for him to live on either. You know, because the goat been used to wandering around that old dry place where he didn't have anything to eat. You bleed him to a river and give him a few bites of that resurrection life of Christ, he's hard to hold. You don't believe this is God's plan, but you wait. Goat will prowl up and down the street, mountain, everywhere else. If he can't find anyone to fight, he'll wake them up. And if he can't find, if there's no one, after he looks everywhere to fight, if there's no one, he'll go find him a brook somewhere or some water where he can see himself in it and he'll fight himself. That's what you were doing this morning with that blood. You were fighting yourself. Weren't you? Taking it and casting it in a lake of fire. And he'll stand right there at that brook or that stream, and he'll kick and paw and butt in that water until he destroys the image of himself in that water. Once he sees himself disappear, he's satisfied. And don't let him win a victory now, a real good victory, because he'll go hunt up all the other goats. And in goat language, he'll tell them, so there's a bunch of enemies over there. Boy, they're real suckers. If we'll go over there and descend upon them, oh, yes. He said we can just completely obliterate them. And all the goats say, bah, and here they go. Ooh, I bet you wish you knew what was going to happen now, don't you? It's written on the wind. Now comes a time for the Holy Ghost to bestow upon you the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Ooh. Now, in this new creation, sense. The Holy Ghost cannot bestow a pure gift of God's grace of the Holy Spirit. You didn't know those were gifts of grace. You didn't know the gift of tongue, interpretation, prophecy, healing, miracles, and faith, wisdom, knowledge, and so forth. You didn't know they were gifts of grace, didn't you? And you don't do anything to earn them. They're gifts of grace. But his order, his perfect order to bestow the gifts of the Spirit, the supernatural gifts of the Spirit, you saw it in operation this morning, I didn't tell you what it was, is once you swipe through with the blood, that coming back upon you were the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Oh, now. You knew you felt some kind of boldness, didn't you? Something you never felt before. Something wanted to go to a wookin' in you, didn't it? You felt clean 1 minute, and the next minute you felt like going somewhere with something. That was the Holy Ghost bestowing gifts of the Holy Spirit back up on you, clothing you upon. With the heavenly power of grace of your gifts. I didn't know it was going to be that way, brother. That's the way it is. You come to the lake of fire inside of Jesus to qualify for the pure gifts of the Holy Spirit now. Pure operation. You cast your old nature into the lake of fire. By faith. The blood swipes through you. Watch now. Back comes the bestowing of the gifts. Down upon you and they saturate you. Heretofore, in a time of restoration, I have let you operate through the bestowing of gifts by the laying on of my hand. You remember? Because that was the only way we could operate until grace filled. Everyone listen now. But now, since you have moved, since grace, the Spirit of grace hath finished in you, it is now time for you to get your personal bestowing upon, clothing upon, and saturating of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of graces. Now, the promise of God is this to the Latter-day Church, you. He says that everyone shall know me from the least to the greatest. Now, the order in the early church was that just a few of the people had real moving of gifts in their life. But the honor for the Latter-day Church is from the least to the greatest. Now, set a pattern here and a demonstration of the Holy Ghost over that lake of fire. Now you want me to tell you where the gifts of the Spirit come from? From Jesus? You want me to tell you? Signs following the lake of fire is inside him. But the gifts follow him. The gifts are hidden over behind him. Oh, yes. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear reward. You can't see him. You come up there and by faith cast your old nature or something blocking you by faith into that lake of fire. You feel the blood swipe through you. Holy Ghost, cast that thing in that lake of fire and right over his back. Right over the top of his head where that glory is shining, that old white as snow. Right out of the top of his head, right from the back of it. Comes a power. You could tell that this morning, couldn't you? Come right from back of him. By the power of the Holy Ghost and come down and clothe upon you and saturate you. He drops them back on you. This way. And you release them, by faith. Now here's a pattern you can take and you can perfect yourself. If you want it. And you can keep yourself clean and you can keep your gifts clean and operating in purity at all times. You don't have to struggle with them and strive with them and try to make them work. They'll operate from a state of rest and righteousness. Following the cleansing of the blood, they'll go to operating. And then every time until you perfect it, if you'll just, by faith, we'll go through those three steps, first thing you know, they'll be flowing in rest and righteousness. And then you won't ever defile the gifts of God's graces anymore. Aha. Out of him, upon him and saturating him shall come the gift of prophecy. But I'm going to be watching you close now in operation of these gifts. I'm going to require of you that the blood come first every time so that you will not get trapped back in your old way of struggling and striving and get half 5% spirit and 95% flesh. Now he's going to do it. I'm going to wipe him. Fling his old nature in that lake of fire and blood. Back upon him is going to come the bestowing of the gift of the Spirit. And he's going to lead it out in prophecy. This will be the first operation of your spirit. Gifts of the Spirit will either be tongue, interpretation, prophecy. And these gifts, you know I've taught you this, will lead the others out of you. You remember? They will lead healing, miracles, faith, and wisdom, and power. Now your tongue, interpretation, prophecy may take on different forms. It may take on a singing. How the hell, you know? But whatever comes alive in there, you're just going to do it. Aren't you? Everyone watch him. Lord Jesus, I accept.
I accept.
Right there before me.
You're right there before me.
Resurrected in fire and glory.
Resurrected in fire and glory.
A lake of fire.
A lake of fire.
Inside you.
Inside you.
Oh, come on. I accept, Lord Jesus.
I accept, Lord Jesus.
That my old nature.
That my old nature.
And all of its fleshly hindrances.
And all of its fleshly hindrances.
Hath been placed.
Hath been placed.
In that lake of fire.
In that lake of fire.
And hath been.
And hath been.
Destroyed.
Destroyed.
Watch him. See him? Now the first operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they are an experience. When you're cleansed, they come from all the way, just like I told you. You prophesy just like Ezekiel, all the way from the bottom of your feet. You feel it rise and then howl. And there's such a glory in there. You see what happened? Such a glory, you can't hardly stand it. You're going to develop that gift of prophecy in perfection. Whew. You don't want to do it this way? Come here, Barbara. Now, I want you to see this. You see, your hindrances to all of your gifts, they're in the anointing in there, but your hindrances is the old fears and resistances and the workings of your mind to keep them from coming out of there. You see? Once that blood wipes through you, then right behind it, that saturation, then comes the gifts, and boy, they can flow. Now, many of you wonder, well, why, how in the world can Brother Pruitt just go around and get 15 or 20 songs just without any problem? Here they come. Here they go. Now you know. Oh, what we're going to do, we're going to let her, by faith, put her whole nature, all its hindrances, into that lake of fire, that blood wiped through her, back down upon her, going to come to. The bestowing of the gifts of the Spirit, saturate her, and out of her is going to come singing. I don't know what it's going to sound like. She liable to leave us. I don't know what it is, but anyway, here we go. Lord Jesus, by faith, I accept you there alive. Ooh, in resurrection glory. That lake of fire in which all my old nature, all my hindrances of Satan, all of my striving, hath been placed and hath been destroyed. Just feel it. Now feel it come back on you. Let it rise in you. Why I had such a terrible time. Now, you know, they don't have to see you let them perfect in you. You can't stand it, just like her. She couldn't stand it. No, just a few words and that's all. And I guarantee you, you let these things develop in God's order, you'll understand all those strange noises you've been hearing from my room. You'll hear singings and bellerings and weepings. Finally, when I get it perfected, you'll hear me taping it. Oh! an interpretation prophecy. We're going to do spoken gifts for a while. We're going to do whatever the Lord says. But making difference what comes out of their melody, whether it's understanding or whatnot, you just let the Holy Ghost develop it in. They're not yours to operate at all. They are pulled out of there by the Spirit of life. And they're part of the life of Christ. And they just move out of you. The Holy Ghost comes upon you and brings you to a state of rest and saturates you, and you're just almost in a dream, and they just pull out of you. With hardly any effort, they come. Back to business. Many of you, when you go to moving into this thing, you'll be completely out. And still those gifts will be flowing. Because the Holy Ghost takes a hold of your will, Ray. Won't be any more of that you're wiped clean by the blood. Lord Jesus, I accept him. Your resurrected body of glory and fire. Love of my Father and your love. Right there before me. All my old nature. All my hindrances. My flesh. Hath been placed. In that lake of fire. And hath been. Destroyed. Just feel it white. Ooh. Now feel the Holy Ghost bestow. Just let him develop in you. Ooh. Do you feel something just fall all over you when she spoke? Lord Jesus, I accept that you're right there alive. Ooh, resurrected body filled with fire and glory. Lake of fire. In that lake of fire. Hath been placed all my old nature. All the resistances of my flesh. And hath been destroyed. I feel a gift.
Yea, did I not speak, said the Lord, that in that day your sons and your daughters should prophesy. And your men should dream.
This also fulfills the scripture. You go forth weeping, sowing seeds. You'll return again with a bunch of sheaves. You go forth at striving, and you return with waters of strife. Oh, entering into the gifts in your ministry. Listen to me, everybody. Pelham, listen. Don't be down no time to play with kids. My goodness. No time to play with your feet and play with kids. It's time to listen. You move into this thing, it's a glorious experience. The gifts of the Spirit is from glory to glory, power to power. And you feel like you're almost consumed, and you are. You know what those gifts do? It takes up every bit of the life of that flesh and blood, of righteous flesh and blood of Jesus inside of you, and it gathers it together in the power of the Holy Ghost, and it spews it out upon the people. And it doesn't just move through your mouth. It moves through your whole body. Oh, you've been seeing me demonstrated around here, haven't you? Whew. Lord Jesus, I accept your resurrected body.
Your resurrected body.
Right there.
Right there.
Ooh, with a lake of fire.
With a lake of fire.
In which?
In which?
My whole nature.
My whole nature.
And all the resistance of Satan.
All the resistance.
Hath been placed. And hath been absorbed.
And hath been
destroyed. Let her go. That's exactly what's happening. She didn't know a thing about this, but when the gifts are getting ready to bestow, the tent of the blood covers you. Sit down on your own little tent at home and develop. Let them develop. Oh. Oh. Lord Jesus,
I accept
your resurrected body.
Fire
and glory.
Fire and glory.
The lake of fire.
The lake of fire.
Right before me.
Right before me.
All my old nature.
All hindrances of Satan.
Hath been placed. In that lake of fire.
In that lake of fire.
And
hath been
destroyed. your mind, you operate them with the Spirit. They're gifts of the Spirit. And you can operate a little spurt of them, and that's about all you can stand and start with. Some folks can stand more if you hold them real good. Lord Jesus, I accept. That resurrected body. Your resurrected body. Of fire and glory. Right there before me. That lake of fire. Prepared. For all my old nature. All the hindrances of Satan have been placed in that lake of fire. And hath been destroyed. Listen to me, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are not 5% spirit and 95% flesh like you've been operating. They are the pure releases of the power of the God, the testimony of Christ, righteous flesh and righteous blood inside of you. And they develop in there and they build. When that baptism comes, clothing and bone comes on you, they saturate you, they build in there. And the more they build, the more at the state of rest you come until they just whoop out of there. Lord Jesus, I accept right there before me in your body of fire and glory is that lake of fire that hath been placed my old nature and all hindrances of Satan and hath been destroyed. Now feel it pull you right out of it. Now feel it clothe upon you.
Oh,
glory, we're going to have it. Developing our ministry and the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Cassie, you're not going to be able to take it. We're going to have to find someplace. I don't know. I guess the Fort Worth church will be all right, yeah. Listen, we can't do it out there. We can't do it out there at the house. No, sir. Scare all them folks to death around there 5 miles. Let me speak another mystery to you now. Listen. You know what the life of Christ is? Where is the life of Christ? In your blood. Ah. The strength is in the flesh, but the life is in the blood. Reaches inside of you and pulls that life of Christ out of that blood of Christ in you. Oh, and just pew. You didn't know the life was in the blood? Sure you knew the life was in the blood, didn't you? You thought the gifts of the Holy Ghost were separate from Christ? No. The Holy Ghost just pulls his life out of there and manifests it. That in him should all the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwell. Ooh. Now I'm going to speak a mystery to you. I'm going to tell you this now after you've gotten sort of settled down. You know why the gifts come from over behind Christ? At that day, you shall know that I am in who? What? I am in who? Ooh. That day you shall know that I am in Father, and you in me, and I in you. So where did the gift come from? The Father. Aha! Now the reason I didn't tell you that to start with, you just start trying to look for the Father. You're not going to find the Father except through the Son. But they come from over behind him. And because you have come to him through his Son, washed in the blood of his Son, ho! You see the agreement. Are you getting this on tape, Brother Ron? The agreement that our Father had with Jesus. He said, now, you suffer, and I'm going to suffer with you. But every person that comes to me through you, he said, I am going to clothe them up on with the same power that I clothed you up on with by the Holy Ghost. That's what he said. And it hath been done. This is the reason why Jesus, when he spoke on the day of Pentecost, he said, wait till you receive the promise of the Father. What was the promise of the Father? Everyone you bring to me, I'm going to do with them the same thing I did to you. Here's what he told Jesus. He said, now listen. They made a covenant. He said, when this is over, he said, every name under the name of heaven I shall cause to bow to your name. And said, this covenant I make with you, Jesus requesting this covenant, Father, those that accept me, make them as I am. And the Father said, it hath been done. Said when they come up there to that lake of fire in you, and they throw in their last possession through your blood, said then will come my promise upon them. Right over your backside. Even though we're one, I'm backing you up. Right down on them it'll come. Now make no mistake about it. You can move into the gifts of the Spirit under my hands, under my ministry, or under any hands of any Spirit-filled person. But now let me tell you something. If you move into them that way, you're going to come to Jesus one day, and you're going to say, we prophesied in your name, cast out devils in your name, done many wonderful works, and he's going to turn it back on you. You know what he's going to say to you? He said, I didn't know you. Listen to this. According to the time of his mercy and long suffering, before grace was revealed, he allowed us to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. And in our state of ignorance, we did them about 5% spirit, 95% flesh. Is that right? Or something like that. A lot of striving. But now that grace has been revealed, he requires every mouth to shut and let him develop the mouth. It's that simple. It's that easy. Whoa. But now, listen to this character of God. He never changes. He follows the same principle under grace that he did under law. Now under law, he said it shall be an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Didn't he? All right. Under grace, if you want to follow the perfect order of God, since you're the one that did the wrong, he requires you under grace to come throw your eye in your tooth in that lake of fire. Required you to come through your old nature right there. And in this way, he requires your life. That's what he requires. The rest of what your life is left, he requires you to throw it. And the promise is this: you lose your life, then you gain mine. Covenant you can always depend upon, a contract of God. Every time you give him a gift, he's obligated to give back double and even a hundredfold. And he's obligated himself that way in love, because that's the way he wants it. Now, do you want to do it any other way? Or do you want to do it his way? You want to do it under works? Or you want to do it under grace and gifts? Ooh. You want to do it under the covenants or not? You're children of the covenant. Do you want to operate in the covenant all the way, or you want to just go part of the way and stop? Then let's obey the covenant all the way. If the covenant requires that we give our life, then we give our life in grace. Then this obligates him to give back. Now, if you'll stay in the covenant agreement of God, the way he set it up in order, you'll keep yourself pure. Now, you can get out of the order of God, and you can operate the gifts, because the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. But just as sure as you operate the gifts of the Spirit out of the order of God, when you stand before him, you're going to give an account of it. You know what they did to Jesus when they led him up into the judgment hall? You know the first thing they did to him? They blindfolded him. And they slapped him. And what did they tell him to do? Prophesy. That's right. Revealing to you the same judgment you'll receive if you don't follow the order of God. When you stand before a just and a righteous God, first thing he's going to do is strike you blind with his power. And then you're going to feel a slap of power across your face. And he's going to say, now prophesy. You know why? Because if you use the gifts of the Spirit for your own flesh and your own way, you do not do honor to his son Jesus, nor your Lord. You do honor to yourself. And the law of God says, if you do honor to yourself, you have already gotten your reward. You're not due anymore. Purity of the order of God. Lord Jesus, I accept that all my old nature,
that all of my old nature,
and all the hindrances,
and all the hindrances
of Satan,
of Satan,
hath been cast into the lake of fire.
Cast into the lake of fire.
And hath been destroyed.
Destroyed.
Oh. 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 Just feel it clothe upon. Yea, know thou not, I have not called thee to a life of strife, saith the Lord, but yea, I have called thee to a life of peace and rest, and I have called thee to a life of power. Yea, but none of thy own power, but the power of my mighty Holy Ghost, yea, that doth dwell in thee, and doth move upon thee, in mighty renewing, and doth move through thee, with the power of my heaven, saith the Lord. So yea, be thou not cast down, be thou not dismayed, for yea, I have brought thee to a place to where I can release my power through thee, saith the Lord. The Lord gave me, and he gives commandments under grace. Said, you shall follow my order every step of the way, and you shall keep my people from judgment. And you check it back, I've followed it every step of the way, haven't I? And I'm following it still. And it hath been done, Lord. And you shall follow it too. You shall not go off on your own. You shall follow the order of God through the blood in his body. And you shall not deviate from that. You shall do it that way, and that's the only way you're going to do it. That's the way of glory and power. Ooh. Lord Jesus, I accept that all my old ways, all my old nature, all working of Satan, hath been placed in that lake of fire inside of you, and hath been destroyed.